Us for another episode of the Beergenic Sons podcast.
She actually did it.
Brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's number one sportsbook app. Don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe wherever you get your podcast, and leave us a five-star review. Shane owes me $10 now for that welcome to the show.
I didn't hear that.
That was not the agreement.
I heard it.
It was no, the reason why you did it is because I threatened you.
This is true. You did threaten me, everybody.
He refused to start the show until she agreed to it.
So if I offended you, I'm sorry. It was not meant to be that, but you know.
I think we're all right. You know what offended me though, Lindsay?
What?
I saw this morning on Twitter, our friends from the PHNX Coyotes show were shown off a bit.
Okay.
And it offended me. So this is the tweet. It said, "Thank you at Karen Mac 3 for sending Nutter Butters for Craig S. Morgan." And it's a picture of Craig with Nutter Butters that came from Amazon. And I do not like the fact that Craig is getting food from his listeners. The Girthlings are better than Morgan's Minions, and I expect better. So let's outdo what Karen Mack 3 did for Craig and send some stuff to the studio for Chelsea or for Gerald or for Saul. I'm not doing this for myself. I'm demanding better from my Girthlings that I know can outdo the Nutter Butters that got sent to one Craig S. Morgan.
Craig he's just loved by so many on a whole nother level. It's the level we're all striving to reach.
I'm not sure it's love.
You don't think so? I feel like you got to love somebody in order to send them a big old box of Nutter Butters. And that thing's huge. It wasn't just like one box. No. It was like five boxes of 12 different things.
I feel like fear could elicit that kind of response as well. I think some of the minions are afraid of Craig, true. So... Chris Melton in the chat, one of our favorites, goes, "What's your wish list?"
That's a good question.
BMW.
Oh, come on.
I'm kidding. Maybe we'll put together our own Amazon wish list for the show and see what we can make happen.
Yeah, because Mark is like, "Okay, so what do you want? Like, come on, what do you want?" Well, Captain said, "Send me some OGs and I'll send you some nachos with pickles." Are nachos, is that a thing that I miss?
It's the old Barkley. The cheese was cold.
Oh,
they got pickles on their nachos.
Okay.
I can go to the arena and pick those up myself. Thank you very much, Will Captain. But
pickles on their nachos. Okay, was he talking about like pickled jalapeno?
No, I don't remember.
Or did they actually have pickles on their nachos?
It was Barkley back during the bad years where he was just saying everything sucked when it came to the Suns.
Well, I mean...
Chris says chocolate rum. I'm not going to complain. This is for my other people. They'll put together a wish list. I just wanted to come out here and say that we can do better than the Coyote show.
We'll try our best.
We had a rough week last week is what I'm saying. Help us out.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Spaghetti buckets. Buckets of spaghetti.
They opened one of those places right near my house, Shane. I'll bring you a bucket of spaghetti soon.
Well, no, it has to be from like up north, like in Payson.
Oh, okay.
That's where they do it.
Payson Spaghetti Buckets. Deal. Yeah. We'll make it happen.
Payson Spaghetti Buckets? Great band name.
This is true. You should start that band.
The Payson Spaghetti Buckets. All right.
I'll come out to one of your shows, I promise.
Or a Suns affiliate for a G League team.
The Payson Spaghetti Buckets.
Oh, no.
We've just gotten off to a rip-roaring start here.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes Mondays be like that. And this Monday, it be like that. Yes. So... welcome in, everybody. Shall we get to some basketball talk?
Actual basketball
talk? Actual basketball
talk. Holy crap. Yes, we should.
Yes. So today we got this report from Brian Windhorst. So let's take a look at this video and then we'll talk about it.
And very active within this last week. They are conducting business. They're in trade negotiations right now. A lot of them are centered around Jay Crowder. Jay Crowder is a player who's available on the market right now. Whether or not there's going to be a deal for him that materializes before now and next week's trade deadline, that... we'll have to wait and see. But Jay Crowder's a guy in the last year of his contract. And, you know, it's possible that they could do a deal that way would bring back more money on. And Bobby and folks that I'm talking to, they don't get the sense that the Suns are afraid to continue to spend, that they may be spending more. It would not surprise me if the Suns get involved in the negotiations for Bojan Bogdanovic from the Utah Jazz, who is available on the market right now. Several teams are bidding for him. Also, they are negotiating, from what I've been told, with Cam Johnson on a contract extension. Now, that wouldn't affect this year's salary. That would be for down the line. But it would also indicate that they are looking to invest long-term in another player and avoid a restricted free agency situation like they had with DeAndre Ayton last year. So, from a front office perspective, from the folks that I'm talking to, the Suns are operating like a championship contender looking to improve their team heading into camp.
What is Phoenix doing? We had to do the wind horse. It was required.
For those of you listening on audio, we did the finger thing that you guys all saw go viral from this summer. So this is a lot of interesting stuff in a very short amount of time from this report from Brian. Windhorse, first and foremost, they're basically operating as if everything is normal over in their side of the world, despite all of the chaos that came down last week. And that's probably a good thing as a Suns fan, because that was one of the questions that I think everyone asked was, how much leeway does James Jones or anyone in an interim position have to make basketball decisions while Robert Sarver is suspended?
Yeah, it appears that they're acting as if the parents left the credit card and they can do whatever they wish with it. And I actually like that mentality.
Yeah.
Spend all the money you can because the purse strings are unguarded right now. And Windhorse said that they're spending and looking to make moves as if they're, going for a championship. And that's what you hope for, because we've talked about this window a million times with this team. You have to go for it this year. So, I'm glad that everything that transpired last week and that the disgraced future former owner of the Phoenix Suns isn't going to prevent this group from actually doing their job, adding pieces and making this roster better, because we know coming out of the summer, they're still good like they were last year, but they have not added additional pieces that they need to. And it sounds like they're still in search of those. And Jay Crowder could be part of what they're fishing with out there.
Yeah. I think that's something that, when we had Dwayne Rankin on Monday last week, he did feel like they're probably going to be shopping Jay Crowder a little bit more. Whether or not there is a move to be made before the start of the season remains to be seen. But it is interesting to know that what we talked about last Monday and the fact that maybe behind the scenes conversations between Jay and James and maybe Monty as well have led to this more legitimate shopping of Jay, if you will.
I hope it happens before next Monday, because the last thing you want is yet another distraction at Media Day with the multitude of them that you're already going to have. You don't want, is Jay demanding a trade? Is he being shopped, hanging over you as well? Hopefully, if that's their prerogative, they can find a trade partner prior to that. And then the other interesting thing is Windhorse talking about sweet baby angel Cam Johnson about to get his bag. Is what it sounds like, and I hope that's the case. Sign him, get him to a team-friendly deal. I think we're talking a little less than what Mikhail had, maybe 75-80 extension there, and hope you get a greater long-term return than what you're paying him there. He gets to get that life-altering money right now. You get to hopefully have a bargain in year 2, 3, 4 of that deal. So fingers crossed that gets done before Media Day as well.
So you're focusing on making things better in the now, and then you're also focusing on making sure things remain that way down the line by locking up Cam Johnson. And hopefully they can do that, because I would prefer to avoid a restricted free agency again, because that took some years off of our life, I feel like, this past summer, as far as just the waiting to see and just how crazy it kind of got and all that. I mean, obviously the Kevin Durant situation added more fuel to that fire, but I would just like to know that guys that we want on this team long term are good to go, locked in. Nothing, no crazy drama to come from.
Well, it's a lot easier because Cam isn't demanding 5 years and a max.
This is true.
And everything. So hopefully that's easier to accomplish with him. This whole thing is going to be fascinating to me, what they do roster wise, what kind of moves they make, and how it operates again this year without the disgrace in the building. I mean, He's had impact in the past on a franchise, and maybe the reins are loosened enough where we see some additional moves that maybe we wouldn't have in the past. Maybe this tax bill gets much higher than we would have expected. I don't know. There's a lot of unknowns out there right now, but that'll be one of them that I'm waiting with bated breath to see how it plays out for sure.
And then, of course, we got the news, I believe it was late last week, that Dennis Schroeder has signed with the Los Angeles Lakers. But the really interesting part of this is just that there were rumors that came out afterwards that linked him to having conversations with the Suns and the Raptors as well. If he would have become a member of the Phoenix Suns, how would you have felt about that?
I think it would have helped kind of check a box in terms of that backup point guard position and solidifying it somewhat. But there's a reason he was a free agent going into, what are we, the second week of September or going on the third week of September here. He's not a world beater at this point. Mm-hmm. The fact that he decided to go back to the Lakers again is a little weird to me because he had the choice, he had the power in it, but we also don't know what the Suns or Raptors were offering. They could have been offering vet minimum. Lakers offered $2.8 million. Maybe it was just a money factor as well.
Well, he did miss out on quite a bit of money there.
He did.
A few years back, so I could see him maybe trying to make up for lost time there, but...
Yeah,
I don't think this makes a huge difference for the Lakers. I think I've seen a mixed bag of emotions from Suns fans on this one. Like, on one side, they don't think it really would have been worth it, that you didn't really want to make a move like this. You want to basically hold out for a blockbuster move. And then on the other hand, people are like, well, do we really feel like campaign can get back to the campaign that we first saw here in Phoenix? Do we give him another shot to try and get back to that? Which one is the lesser of two evils at this point, I suppose?
I mean, beggars can't be choosers at this point. If you still feel you need another point guard on this roster, you're going to have to take scraps if you're looking at free agency, which, no offense, Dennis Schroeder, however you want to say it. I don't know which is the right one.
No matter how many times I look it up, I always forget which one it is.
Yeah, and even when I know, I still tend to mispronounce things on purpose. But anyways, I know that's really good in broadcasting to admit that. But look, you're going to have to accept something that scraps, or you're going to have to make a trade. And people are talking about, well, I want to save up for that big fish if you can trade for him. Well, then you've got to try to make economical signings because you can't trade pieces. He would have fit right in there, but obviously it wasn't meant to be there. They still need that third guard, though.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Dwayne Washington Jr. surprises us. Yes, Shane?
I have confirmation from the floating mouth lady on Google that it's Schroeder.
Yeah, but if you look at actual, like, NBA interviews,
okay, I don't trust
people
NBA,
talking about them,
I don't trust
like
NBA
Hawks,
interviews.
The Hawks had it as Schroeder on one of their pronunciation guides.
The floating mouth lady told me differently, and she's the one that I
That's what I'm saying. It's impossible to know the actual answer.
And
I'm
that's
just kidding. It's not impossible. But for right now, that's what we're going to go with.
And that's why I'm glad he's not on the Suns, because that would be a debate we continue to have, just like Bismack that we had to have for three weeks on this stupid show. So I'm glad he didn't sign here.
Also,
that can be LA's issue now.
There was an interview out there, I think, too, with two of his teammates. It was three of them. And the two teammates basically said the same thing. Like, we don't know which one is the correct pronunciation of your last name, so we don't call you by your last name because of that.
Well, hell,
and he gave us the answer, but I just can't remember it now. Stop. Well,
hell, I had one of our listeners from Italy tell me I mispronounced my own name. So
it's true.
So I don't know.
I don't.
Maybe nothing's pronounced the way it's supposed to. Maybe we're all mispronouncing everything.
We're just all wrong all the time. It happens. What can I say? You know what you can't go wrong with, though, right?
I don't know. Which sponsor?
The DraftKings Sportsbook app, of course.
Well, you can't go wrong with others, too, that we have on this program. And
you
can't
go wrong when you couple sports and DraftKings. It's just an excellent time all around, fun to be had for everyone involved. Even when you lose money, it's still fun.
Would you like a DraftKings story here?
Yes.
So I took participated in the early win promotion, where if your team went up 10 in any NFL game, you automatically won. You didn't have to win. Mm-hmm. Well, I went in the app and I thought as of halftime of all these games, I had won because I saw early win across the board. I thought I swept on everything I picked. No, they put a designation that just showed you were participating in early win.
Oh,
I did not win all my bets and it sucked.
Oops.
Yeah.
Well, my pick of the week last week was a mess.
So was your fighter.
Well,
no, that's what I'm saying. Like, listen, I knew it was already a iffy bet to make. Okay. It was an iffy gamble. We knew this. But I was expecting so much more from Triple G in that fight. It was a complete and utter letdown. I'm very upset that I had to pay for the subscription and then pay the pay-per-view fee and then sit there and watch it. And I was like, I know you're old, boxing standard wise.
I don't have told you this.
But I expected a little bit more.
Hold on, Shane. Didn't you also say something about the Seahawks as a pick this weekend?
Yeah, but I didn't expect Trey Lance's leg to explode.
You lost your bet.
Well, yeah. So much like how gambling, when you lose, it's a lot of user error. User error was used in yours because what you have to do on the DraftKings Sportsbook app is put in the early win promotion token into your bet.
Oh, I did that.
Oh.
I did. No, but they all had the designation on the bet.
He thought it meant he won.
I saw it in my ticket, and I saw it said early win on all of them. I thought, I won.
I see.
I did not. Well, I only won one of them. So
I mean, I still had fun talking about it and having the conversation around the DraftKings Sportsbook.
Do you want to come on the bet show?
Actually watching.
You want to come on the bet show, Lindsay?
Sure, I'll come on your bet show, Shane. But right now, new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. And just like Espo was talking about, everyone can experience the thrill of DraftKings early win promotion. So you bet on any NFL team to win. And if your team leads by 10 at any point during the game, you're going to get paid instantly, even if your team loses, like Vegas did yesterday against Arizona.
Yeah, but so since they were up 20-0,
they still won.
If you had bet on them using it, you would have won.
Exactly.
And it would have been you got your cake and you ate it too, because then the Cardinals won
exactly
the game.
So this is how you kind of play it, right? You could technically quote unquote bet against your team, maybe knowing that they'll get up big early, but then you have faith that your team will come back and win it all. And
like every Cardinals
payout,
fan did.
Basically.
Every Cardinals fan knew they were coming back when they were down 20-0.
It's really simple. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use promo code PHNX. That's promo code PHNX on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Also, if you guys are looking to spruce up your new home, might we recommend our friends over at Moore Furniture, who helped us spruce up our beautiful studio here?
Can they spruce up their old home too?
Yeah. Did I say new home?
Yeah, new home.
Oh.
Any home, I assume they can spruce up, right?
Any home.
Okay,
really.
Good.
Maybe spruce up your home with some new pieces of
furniture.
You
can make it feel like a new home.
Exactly.
All right.
Espo gets it. Now you guys get it too. Just check out Moore Furniture's fall sale at moorefurniture.com. That's moorefurniture.com. Okay, so with the Wynn Horse report just now, it seems as though the Sarver situation is not impacting the front office, at least, or it appears as such, right? They're still talking about making moves, everything he's saying from as far as who he's talked to around the league. They're moving business as usual.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the big questions, though, is do you think it will impact the team and their performance on the court this year?
It's a tough question because we really don't know if this is just going to go away,
mm-hmm.
if it's going to run its course and all of a sudden nobody's going to talk about it. I mean, if that's the case, then I doubt it will. But if we're talking about sponsors still making statements, and things coming out, whatever the case may be, this definitely can be a distraction. They didn't let the Baxter Holmes initial article be a distraction necessarily at the beginning of last year, but that was just an article making claims. This was a report that actually stated what happened, and then you've also got the fact that your owner suspended I don't think it will affect it. But we've yet to hear the players come out and say their piece on this. We haven't heard James Jones or Monty Williams come out and say their piece. How does that play out? What is it? Do they just say, hey, we're here to play basketball and the rest doesn't matter? Do they make a statement saying, hey, we stand in unison and we won't play if he comes back in a year? I think whatever direction they go could impact it as well.
A lot.
And the kind of attention that others give them that could continually have this come back up. I actually think if they come out and say we won't play for him if he's not gone by the beginning of next season, it kind of kills any additional questions that come up. But if they go radio silent, I think this could be something that continually gets asked at different points in the season if anything else comes up with it, and it could wind up being a distraction.
So I have a mixed bag of emotions about this, because if you go back and you look at when the initial Baxter Holmes story came out last year, they were all on a unified front of their statements were basically, we're aware of the situation. We're going to wait until we hear more information that a legitimate investigation has been had. And until then, we're just going to focus on basketball. They were all on the same page. Every single one of them, top to bottom, had the exact same type of statement when asked about it. The difference now, though, is that you have all the information. You can't rest on the, I have no idea what happened, so therefore I'm not going to comment on it or even pay any mind to it until we get more information about what happened. Now that you know exactly what happened, I think you're going to see the same type of discourse. Or I think at least potentially this could happen. The same type of discourse that's happening on social media, where you have a good amount of people who are like, this is completely outrageous and totally wrong. Homeboy needs to be punished. And then you have the flip side where it's like, it's not even that big of a deal. What are you guys being all up in arms about? Yeah. There is a potential that you could have a mixed reactions within the locker room as well.
Well, definitely. And I think the weirdest part of this will be the fact that Chris Paul came out and said what he said, and the Players Association, the head of the Players Association, said she, in representing the entirety of players, did not want the disgrace to ever be back in a managerial position in the NBA in any way, where he oversaw people. So how does that work with the players, if they're not in unison, if they don't back that up? There's a lot of weird gray area that I'm not quite sure with right now in terms of looking at all this, you know, trying to figure out how next Monday on Media Day plays out. Luckily, I go on vacation starting next Monday, so you all can deal with it. Yeah, you all can
look
deal
at
with
you
it.
Being strategic with your vacation time. But even if it's not a mixed feeling of how they feel about the situation, it could also be mixed opinions on how they should approach the situation, right? Because you have a Chris Paul who is most of the time pretty outspoken with these type of things. Obviously, he did share his thoughts on social media. And then you have a guy like Devin Booker, and those two are the leaders of this team. And Devin is the complete opposite. Typically, rarely ever really speaks his mind about these type of things, keeps it close to the chest, or utilizes kind of a third party, if you will, to share some of that information. So what happens if Chris Paul comes in to this locker room and is like, we absolutely need to have a voice and make a statement here? And Devin says, no, I don't want to. That's not good for whatever reason. And that's his prerogative, absolutely. No shade or blame if he does decide he doesn't want to do that. But does that create a little bit of turmoil? Does that mess with the chemistry of this team from the jump?
I think it certainly could. I mean, if Chris wants to, and of course, this is all speculation. We don't know what's going to happen. But if CP3 wants to come out and take a very public stand, and Devin Booker doesn't, well, yeah, that is going to cause division, because this is something beyond basketball. This is personal feelings about a certain situation. So, yeah, that could cause some friction. Do I think it gets there? Probably not, because this team seems pretty well on the same page in general. But what I wonder is if James Jones and Monty Williams want to take the let's just focus on basketball stance and the players don't. Does that cause a fraction in those relationships? What could happen if they're not all in lockstep? And I really hope it's not just we're here to focus on basketball is what we hear on Monday. We've talked about it. If that's the case, I don't want to hear family. I don't want to hear culture. I just want to hear this is all business this year. Mm-hmm. And that we're out here, it's business, and we're trying to simply win a championship, and we're not talking about anything else. Because I think it's hollow if you pound the pavement about that and then do nothing when you have an actual opportunity to speak about culture, speak about family, speak about everybody, because the whole organization should be viewed as that, not just the 15 guys in the locker room.
So. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see, that's for sure. I again, pointing back to the way that they responded to what a lot of people thought might cause issues with this team last year. If we're looking at history, right? They were in lockstep last year. Yep. No issues. It didn't seem to really affect them at all. It's just a little bit of a different situation because now you have all of the information. Yep. And so it'll be interesting. I do have faith that even if it does have some sort of impact on them early on in the season, that they'll be able to work through it together and hopefully come out better on the other side as the season progresses. But it wouldn't surprise me, I guess I would say, if there were some issues early on, just because it's a lot. It's an emotional topic too. And a lot of those guys, maybe not a lot of those guys, but some of those guys were there for some of those things that happened, you know?
Well, and like we said, it's not fair that it falls on them. It really isn't, but that's where we are. So yeah. I think we're going to learn a lot about people on that coaching staff, people in that front office, and people on that roster in the next week. We're gonna learn a lot, I think.
Well, Sarver may not be completely out just yet, but one Herm is completely out now. I don't know how y'all feel about that, but ASU has a new coach, everybody, in case you were living under a rock.
Where are we going with this?
We're going to a Four Peaks ad read with this.
And if you got let go and need a beer yourself, Four Peaks has you covered.
Basically, what I'm saying is whether you want to celebrate with people or you want to commiserate with people, you can do either at the Four Peaks tailgate this Saturday.
Turn me up.
What else is it? You didn't like your transition? You didn't like
it?
I loved it.
I didn't know quite where we were going. I thought, hey, if you're bitters like Herm Edwards, go out and get a bitters.
I knew exactly where you were going.
I didn't know where you're going. But let me tell you where you should be going.
Okay.
That freaking tailgate on Saturday night. I'm going to be out there. The mustache behind the Mac, Shane Diefenbach, is going to be out there. God knows we're going to have a good time. And I plan on having a hell of a time because I don't have to do a post game like Shane does after. So get out there, tailgate, two beers, all you can eat buffet for $50. Get out there. Let's have a good time at the tailgate on Saturday before Arizona State gets their asses kicked by Utah.
Whoa. New coach, Sean Aguano, should have been the replacement for Herm Edwards at the start of this year anyway. This team's fired up. Press conference was today. Looked good. And I'm going, not only will I be there, but I will be upside down chugging beers. So, I have to shoot the game later. No excuse not to drink with me. Come on now.
Sean Aguano, Chandler High legend?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
I think so. All right. Well, you should come. All I'm saying is you should come. It'll be a fun tailgate. Like Espo said, $50 gets you all you can eat buffet, 2 4 Peaks beers, and a free ride to the stadium. You can check the link in our show notes to sign up. Just a reminder to enjoy the beer, you have to be 21 years or older, and we ask you enjoy responsibly.
I got another one. If you're like Herm Edwards and you have nothing to do now on Saturday, come on out to the tailgate. Okay.
Spassy. Also, if you're coming to the tailgate or doing anything fun this fall, we want you guys to be safe and healthy, and COVID-19 vaccines are free for everyone 5 and older. Those 12 and older are also now eligible for a booster. Visit azhealth.gov/findvaccine for a location near you. We did have a comment from Frank in the chat that I do want to address. I'm not fully understanding it, so maybe that's what you can help me. They said, wait a minute, I don't understand that players in the Suns organization would now speak on Sarver's injustice behavior now instead of addressing the issues when it initially occurred. I'm understanding this correctly, he's asking why wouldn't they have done it when it initially happened versus now?
I don't know if he's referring to the initial report when Baxter Holmes' report came out last October, why they didn't speak like we were talking about earlier and why they would speak now. Because, and I say this being a member of the media, that was a media report.
Yeah.
That where there's a different threshold of proving something that happened. You need two sources usually to run with a story like that. And Baxter Holmes did all his homework, but when it comes from a law office and a report that was submitted to an actual league, that meets an entirely different threshold. And they said, we'll wait until the NBA completes their investigation and says what happens. So that's why I think they'd speak now when they didn't last October, because this is a definitive. This is
right.
This is what happened. This is legally talking to 300 employees, current and former. These are NDAs that were broken, all those kind of things. So I think that's why they'd speak now when they didn't in October. And to be honest, if you're talking about why they didn't speak out when they initially happened, as in they actually happened, they probably had absolutely no clue. Like players, and in particular, some of the coaching staff is insulated, right? Mm-hmm. They're not going to know a lot of what's going on the business side. I mean, I guarantee they all knew what went on when it came to Earl Watson, but also how do you speak out against your boss, right? Like in the end, the guy that this is all about initially or was their boss at the time, still is mm-hmm. technically, even though the disgrace is suspended for a year. So there's all sorts of complexities, but I think if they're ever going to speak, it'll happen this week or on media day. And then that'll be that at that point.
I also think when you have a report like the one that Baxter Holmes put out and people are asking you to comment on it, not only is it easier, but it's probably smarter sometimes if you're not really up to speed on really what's happening to take a step back and wait until you're actually given more information about the situation before you come out and say something about it. It was different for certain people who worked there or used to work there to come out and say something because they had more information and knowledge, because like you said, players and coaches are oftentimes very separated from mm-hmm. the actual business side of these sports organizations. So it made sense that they would want to wait until an actual investigation went down to before they spoke about anything, because they wanted to be armed and knowledgeable on mm-hmm. what actually happened and yeah. not just speculate, which yeah. is fair, because you don't want to speculate, especially when you're in a position of that much power. Their voices hold way more weight than the rest of ours do. And they also have a little bit more consequence sometimes too.
Oh, hundreds of millions of dollars on the line for some guys as well. I get why you wouldn't just spout off without knowing the full story.
Because another $100 million is on the line.
Well, yeah. And everybody's watching. So if you jump to conclusions, spout off, and then somehow this investigation goes, no, there was no basis in any of that. Now you just look like some guy that just shoots off at the mouth. Now that the investigation is solidified, you can make that kind of judgment and pass whatever you want without having to worry about that kind of scrutiny that players would get at that point.
Mm-hmm. Eli said, first you guys fired Saul, now Gerald too.
Yes. They're both off starting some gardening podcast or something for some other network. So
RIP Saul and Gerald.
I think Gerald just ate too much green chili this weekend.
Or maybe he just cheered way too loud at the end of the Cardinals game yesterday because he has no voice right now.
He was on Instagram flaunting his green chili yesterday, and I said, you can't show it like this on IG if you're not going to bring it in for lunch tomorrow. Right? And then he ducks out on us.
I know.
He just wanted to save his green chili. That's what it is.
Yeah, so selfish. And then Saul's still on vacation. He'll be back later this week, though.
Maybe.
Okay, so one thing that's really cool that's happening that we kind of weren't able to really touch on last week are more Devin Booker shoe news. There's a couple things that Devin's got going on right now, sneaker related. One is that he is auctioning off his Nike Kobe 4 Protro shoes to support the Mama and Mamacita Sports Foundation. So these are the Nikes that he wore to close out the Lakers in game 6 in the first round of the 2021 Western Conference playoffs, scoring his first triple-double against the LA Clippers, as well as throughout the NBA Finals against the Milwaukee Bucks. And these are the purple colorway. They're the ones that he wrote Be Legendary on the side and Mamba Mentality on it. And then he also autographed them.
Look, I think these would look lovely on the set. And we were talking earlier about what the chat, the Girthlings, could buy for us. I think we could use some autographed Game Worn Booker's shoes here.
We've come full circle, you guys.
So if you have thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars just sitting around that you want to donate to a good cause, being us getting some really cool shoes and the foundation as well, let's make this happen.
Yeah. So you can find this auction at devinbookerauction.com. Super easy to remember that one. Bids are accepted between September 22nd and the 29th. So that hasn't officially opened for bidding yet, but the 22nd, keep an eye out on that because you could potentially get yourself some really cool shoes from Devin Booker. And then on top of that, so we did share a few weeks ago that Devin had an extension, like a 7-year extension with Nike that was locked in, and that he is next up apparently on the list, at least rumored to be, for a Nike signature shoe. Well, this is maybe just the start, I guess, until we get that signature shoe of more Devin stuff with Nike. So he's headlining the Zoom GT Cut 2 and the black, gray, red colorway. It dropped last week on September 16th. So these shoes are available for purchase unless they're already sold out, which I guess I should have checked. But I would guess that they plan these ones are more accessible, I think, to the masses. They're not like an exclusive. You're going to take an L on the sneaker app.
This colorway sucks.
You know,
it doesn't work with purple. Or am I supposed to see Book out on the court rocking gray, red, and white with purple, orange? No.
I'm with you. Like, I just want whatever signature shoe Devin actually comes out with, I would like it to be a shoe that you can play basketball in, but also has a streetwear type of vibe to it as well. And maybe a couple different colorways, because his Moss Point shoe in that light blue color,
that shit didn't work.
I get it, but it's not, that's not my jam. And then red as well is really hard. It just doesn't work. I guess I have red on these, but these are different. They're like iconic Cortez. That's totally different.
I'll take your word for it.
It is.
I'm not a sneakerhead. Is he going to wear these? DePaula's tweet didn't really give insight. Is he going to wear these?
Oh, yeah. These came from Nick DePaula. He's covers like footwear stuff for ESPN and Boardroom. Sorry, yeah. I did forget to say that.
So I'm like, is he going to wear these on the court? Does that mean he's not going to wear Kobe's anymore on the court? How's it? That's what I'm interested in. And does he wear these actually in play? Because he's got a good shoe game. I don't want to mess with that.
I mean, that is interesting because you would think, is he going? If he gets a signature shoe, that means he's going to go away from the Pro Tros, right?
I wonder if they're going
to
do...
He would have to.
Yeah, I would assume so, unless it's some offshoot of the Kobe brand where they give him some sort of Booker Kobe. I don't know. I'd imagine that he does go away from them when he gets a signature shoe, but I hope he doesn't go away from them with this. I hope this is just... He's the poster boy for those, but he's not wearing them on the court.
Charles said in the chat he'll wear both. I could
see
him.
At the same time?
I could see him. One on each foot. I could see him going back and forth between it. But I would think if he had a signature shoe, like you want, let's be real here. The goal of a signature shoe is to sell them.
Yes.
You're not going to sell them if you're not wearing them yourself.
If he has a signature shoe, he's wearing those every game.
Because it's literally advertisement for your shoe.
That would be like Jordan not wearing Jordans when he was playing. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Now, there are occasions where if a shoe gets ruined, you don't have a backup, you have to wear something else. Fine. I get that. But you're wearing your shoe if you have a signature shoe.
I would think so.
Eli.
We should do this.
Eli says, I would love to see Espo design a shoe.
Friday fun day.
Friday,
I will
design a shoe.
I will design the Espo.
We need like a telestrator.
Oh, I'll just bring it in and I'll have it designed. It'll be beautiful. It'll just be the best thing you've ever seen.
I feel like I would be terrible at designing a shoe.
Oh, I'm going to be terrible. It'll be like when Homer Simpson designed a car.
Okay, here. Shit. Elizabeth has it. So you will design your shoe. And then she wants to see your daughter design a shoe as well.
My daughter and I will design shoes.
Espo or Ro, who had the better shoe?
Blind vote, though. You can't know
who
did which
one. That's fine. We can do that. Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be pretty obvious.
I think so.
She colors better than me, but we're going to do that.
And Charles says we're calling it the Esperados.
All right. We will call them the Esperados.
This is ultimate collaboration right now, you guys. We started on a shoe topic, and now we've got our own business endeavor that we're all going to work out. I'll work on together.
And you all are required to buy a pair.
Wow, look at us. Who'd have thought?
Code says do it on 2K. Maybe I will.
Could you imagine? Maybe I will. Could you imagine if we were on OGs right now and doing this at the same time? Oh, it would be an even bigger,
I don't think Ro can be on OGs.
Not Ro. No,
but
not
I'll
Ro.
Do it.
Us, the community here currently, not Ro. Because you know, sometimes when you dab on a little OGs, it just opens your creativity and then you get these really great, grand ideas. And as long as you remember to write it down, then you can actually like follow through on it once you're done with your...
I record everything when I'm on OGs.
It's
you
smart.
Just never know what'll
It really is though, because sometimes you just come up with the most ridiculous ideas in the moment, but then you go back and you think about it and you're like, actually... There's legs to this.
That's how I dressed as Shane last year for Halloween. It was an OG's idea.
There you go. Yeah, so. And that was a great Halloween
it
costume.
It really wasn't.
So.
It was awful.
I don't know.
I looked like Andy Reid trying to pretend to be Shane, but it's all right.
If you guys like free stuff, our friends at OG's want to give you some free stuff in our Flavoring Life sweepstakes. One lucky winner will receive three bags of OG's, including their orange creamsicle and tropical flavors.
Orange
You're also
creamsicle.
Going to get an OG's hat,
OG's
a PHNX
hat.
Shirt of your choice.
Oh, yeah, PHNX.
And a PHNX annual membership.
Get that membership.
You can sign up for the Flavoring Life sweepstakes at gophnx.com or by clicking the link in our show notes. If you don't want to wait until the end of the month to find out if you are a winner, you can be a winner today by checking out OG's online at ogsbrands.com. Or finding them on Instagram at OG's Brands. You can also find their products at your local dispensary, but you must be 21 years or older.
One of my things I put in my notes that is very OG's related.
Yes,
I have five years collections worth of either OG's
Four
Peaks related stuff. Yeah. A lot of them are skit and show ideas, but one of the skit ideas is just welcome to Sound Mart. Does everything sound okay?
I feel like that's how you should do your sound checks before the shows.
Wow. That is...
I really don't know how to say
All I'm saying is that has some legs.
Just wait. We're going to start a PHNX sketch comedy show, Shane. So
this
save all those ideas.
This will be interesting. Also...
What about a Life Alert commercial where the old lady's name is Olympus? And so
Olympus
when she falls,
falling.
Yeah. All right, I'm done.
Olympus has fallen and she can't get up.
You know, it's 2:47 currently right now as we're talking. And I don't know about you, Espo, but me personally, I start thinking about dinner at around like 11 in the morning.
God, you're old.
Because it's just like, no, I just really love food.
Okay,
so I'm like, what am I craving? What am I going to be wanting come dinner time? So I can start planning.
Let me guess.
Or like sending things out like, hey, we're going to go here.
Chop Shop?
Chop Shop.
Good place.
is what you guys should be thinking about right now if you're trying to figure out your dinner plans as well, because they provided us with lunch today and it was super bomb. So I feel like I'm going to end up going to Chop Chop that probably a handful of times over the next 2 weeks, because if you can't tell yet, I'm kind of a creature of habit. But if you guys are looking for a good dinner option, highly recommend Chop Shop. You can check out their new limited time Greek-ish salad with fresh romaine spring mix, onions, red peppers, olive, chickpea, cucumber, banana pepper, and lemon vinaigrette. It's super bomb. You can order today at originalchopshop.com. And it's perfect too, because if you combine them and OGs, right, you can order from them, pop an OGs. By the time they get here, you're going to be hungry for a little something, something. And there's your craving right there.
And it's healthy.
If
you're working on your figure like I am. I mean.
Mm-hmm. Shane over here working on his fitness. We're the witness. Also.
I'm old. I don't understand.
The more times I talk during a show, the sadder Espo gets.
Yes.
Yes. He doesn't know what to do with his hands.
I don't know.
Okay, last thing. We put this out on social media today from the PHNX_Suns Twitter account. And y'all mean sassy, yes, little monsters, you guys.
Monday
are.
Ain't treating you well is what I'm guessing.
We asked you to vote on the hashtag, what the hashtag for us here at PHNX Sun should be for this upcoming season. So here are the four things that we put out. You could vote called up, hashtag unhappy on the farm, hashtag cook till well done, or hashtag the privilege of pressure. And while a good amount of you just played by the rules and voted, there were a few of you who let us know that they all sucked and we needed better options.
So you come do the job then. Jeez.
So this is basically us just asking you guys right now, if you genuinely want us to switch up and add in more options, then you got to give us these options. Like, help us out. If they're that bad that you hate them so much, we're open to suggestions, please. Thank you.
Hashtag the disgraced.
If you keep with that one, if you keep being mean, I suppose it's going to turn into a mob boss.
Yeah.
You try to do the job then,
Hey, I'm walking in.
Hey.
Anyways, I can do that. I'm Italian.
So you guys can vote on it if you'd like to add your opinion into the bucket over at PHNX_Suns, or you can at us and tell us that you hate them. But if you tell us that you hate them, we just ask that you include an alternative option.
Eli, hashtag feed Chelsea first.
Love that. I'm a big fan of that. Sun's Time Sadness from Steven.
That Sun's Time Sadness sounds like a follow-up to Sticks Kids. I think Shane and I might write some Sun's Time Sadness. No.
Kiss me all before you go.
Manny said Suns in 40. Shaking my head. I don't know. But you guys let us know what you think. Like I said, if you don't like them, just drop some.
If you don't like them, you ain't getting any.
Drop some alternatives in the chat.
Of the hashtags.
Espo, anything else for today? You got any additional thoughts randomly floating around in that brain of yours?
Not that I'm willing to share right now. A lot of half-baked things like Shane's notes, but nothing worth sharing right now.
Oh, there's. I will share some off. Live. What is off camera?
Offline.
Sure. Camera. Yeah, that you will enjoy.
Take this offline, so there's no proof of it behind the scenes. Your craziness, all your crazy ideas, so you can copyright them before anybody else can.
We need to go. The Sun Devils need this. Studio is what I've been told.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate you as always. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 p.m., same time, right here on our YouTube page. But if you can't join us live, you can always catch us wherever you listen to your podcast. On your way out today, make sure you hit that thumbs up button here on YouTube. Also, make sure you subscribe or follow on whatever podcast platform you listen on. Rate, review, subscribe. You guys know the drill. It helps us out a lot, and we appreciate your support. Until next time, you can follow me on Twitter at LindsaySmithAZ. And, of course, you can follow Espo at Espo. Espo, take us home.
Remember, NBA, You have 359 days to do something about the disgraced future former owner of the Phoenix Suns. It's in your hands. Ahoy, ahoy. PHNX though, Lindsey Gerald Espo. Saw past the ball, we here to turn up the tempo. Got to understand me, y'all always wreck the family. Rally in the valley like Dan G, no plan B. Always on the job, my team move like the mob. Turn the beat on, I throw it down like DA on the lob. Best combo since KJ, Marley, and Charles.